This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm on the northern border today. We've done that southern border thing a few times, as in all the way down to Arizona, Texas. This is the northern border. This is the U.S.-Canadian border. This is Antler, North Dakota, where I'm at today. And I believe this is our third or fourth year in a row that we come up to the Antler Outlaws Shack in Antler Memorial Park, a beautiful slice of heaven here in a quiet little community here. A lot of great farmers up in this region. And good folks enjoy coming up here. They're having their annual free steak supper tonight. It's a membership drive for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Botno and Renville County membership drive tonight, and then also the Botno County annual meeting. And it'll happen 5 until 7 tonight at the Antler Memorial Park. So if you're anywhere around here at all tonight, come on up. Enjoy. It's a free steak supper. You can't beat that. They always have a nice little program. Going to talk about some things that are happening, take questions from people in the audience, and enjoy a great steak supper. And the setting here is just beautiful, just wonderful. I'm looking out at a creek here that's meandering its way through the park up to Canada, which is just a few paces to the north here from us right now. So, and tonight, by the way, prospective members, you're welcome. There's no obligation. Nobody's going to say, hey, sign up. It's just, you know, do you want to join? Do you want to be part of this? I would encourage it if I were you, because the North Dakota Farm Bureau, even if you're not in the agriculture community, has a lot of benefits for folks. Obviously, insurance is one, and but all kinds of membership benefits, like you buy a car, you get a discount. You buy a cell phone, you get a discount. Buy, you know, rent a car, hotel rooms, a lot of really good deals. So just call that out on the Farm Bureau website, and you can see what I'm talking about. But come on along, and if you're a member, bring a non-member. Our broadcast today from here, we're going to talk with some folks about what's happening in and around Antler and this event tonight. We're also going to talk about drones, planes, and people. Our monthly segment there, Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky, Tom Kenville from EyeSight RPV Services will be here at the end of the program today. So we're going to chat with them about everything that's happening in that particular space as well. Also a little bit about 1 million cups. This is a really neat event. It is started in other places and kind of grown. Fargo's has become a pretty big deal now. I know they're doing those in other communities as well. But if you haven't heard about it, I'll tell you a little bit about it today. We're going to have a conversation coming up on the program on that as well. And our broadcast today from Antler for the What's on Your Mind program, brought to you by Northern Plains Equipment, your Case IH dealer, by North Dakota Farm Bureau, by Hefty Seed Company in Mohall, by Gooseneck Implement, and by Patterson Grain. So thanks to those good folks for bringing us up here today. All right, if you would like to chat with us today on a program, a couple of ways you can do that. Our preferred way, if you really want to be in the good graces of Todd Mitchell, you'll get on the phone and you'll call 701-258-0550. That's right, 701-258-0550. The local number, 258-0550. The toll-free number, if you prefer that, is 800-228-0550. But you're going to be with us, okay? You're going to be with us 100% there. We just love talking to the callers. Honestly, it's much more fun to have a conversation. Now, if you're working, unable to pick up the phone and call, your texts are welcome as well. 701-367-2054 for me. And Todd's at 701-226-8503. Email is always welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Two things that I want to tackle today on the program, and then whatever's on your mind. It doesn't have to be these two things, but anything else. One is I want to talk a little bit about this citizenship question on the census. You know, this is one of those times when you watch the news and you hear the reaction to this, and I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. I'm like, you know, what? We are arguing about whether or not, as part of the census, every 10 years, when we try and assemble all this factual data about how many people are in a household, what's their race, what's their income level. It just it's the thing every 10 years when you get a handle on you know, how government can do what it's supposed to do, better take care of, okay, we've got a lot of people there, so we better have more roads planned for that area, whatever. That you would include a question, as we have for the better part of our existence as a country, to say, are you a citizen or not? And the second, it is suggested that we reinstate what Barack Obama took away. Donald Trump's a racist. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, says this is all about the hat. He wants to make America white again. I can't even wrap my mind around that. I really can't. And the other thing, just out of full disclosure and fairness, I want to share something that is weighing heavily on me today, and that is that I learned yesterday that I lost a friend to suicide. And I'm not going to say his name; it'll come out in due time. But I don't want to, you know, get ahead of the family or anything like that. And the person does not live here. But it was an acquaintance of mine back, you know, knew him well in the 90s, was even a roommate for a time and just a good friend. But we would talk, you know, one of those things where you'd see him and you pick right up where you left off. But, you know, I didn't talk to him every week. I didn't talk to him every month. Maybe, you know, annually or, you know, at Christmas time, a text or, you know, something back and forth. But in the course of this happening and learning this news yesterday, I've talked to a number of our mutual friends. And it's always the same thing. It's always like, gosh, don't you wish you would have done something or known something? Or, man, I had no idea. And, oh, we can't ever let this happen again. And, you know, that's understandable emotions. I mean, I feel the same way. I just, you know, if you could talk to everybody who is considering suicide and say, look, nothing's ever that bad. No matter what your mind tells you, you know, whether the devil getting his grips in you says nothing is ever that bad. And if you ever feel like it is, will you do me a favor? Just call me. Just call me and we'll just talk this out. We'll just, you know, spend a little time chatting about it. And you know, because, you know, I think the vast majority of people that have this affliction don't, you know, it's a stigma to it. They don't exactly want to share that with, you know, friends, certainly, or, you know, probably even reluctantly a family. So I wanted to spend a little time talking about that today as we have time. So all that and more on the way. Jacob in Fargo is first up here. He's been waiting to rebut something that Ellen Ratner said. Ellen Ratner is a liberal commentator, been on Fox for years, and she has a commentary, short little commentary on our Fargo affiliate, AM 1100 The Flag. And she said that we ought to have that citizenship question banished forever. And Jacob, you wanted to rebut what she said. She's not here, but you can go ahead and rebut gladly.
Hey, Scott.
What she said. I'd like that. How are you?
So, pretty good. Sorry for your loss. As a retired Army combat vet, 7.5 years in Iraq, I know what you're going through. And it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And the only way to really deal with the grief of that is just talking about it. But to get to the rebuttal, so Title 13 of the U.S. Code states in the Census Code, or the Census part of that code, that you cannot use the census, copies of it, or any of the information within it for legal actions or to use for deportations or anything of the such. There's a whole chapter about it in Title 13 of the U.S. Code. And to rebut the people that are saying we don't have the right to ask that question, the 14th Amendment, at any period of time in the United States when we have increased immigrant or refugee flow, we are authorized to add questions like that to the census. The only thing we have to do is if they are changed from wording that was different from previous census, that we have to get it approved by Congress. So we can go back to the old question and just ask it the same way it was done before. And it was taken out under Obama. I've researched this. The year before it was in there, Obama took it out. He moved it from the long form to the ACS, the annual community survey, and he dropped the percentage of polled people on that survey from 3% to 1%. So we were getting a smaller percentage poll number, and then we were extrapolating it up to meet the population and guesstimating, basically. By putting that question back on there and asking it 1 year, 100% of the people, we wouldn't have to ask that again that way for years. We could let it go for 5 or 10, and we wouldn't have to ask it until the next 10-year census or maybe even the next 20-year census, because we'd have a better understanding of that flow. And it cannot be used to deport anybody. It cannot be used for legal ramifications against any citizen or non-citizen.
So the original proposal, the one that was challenged and went to the Supreme Court, and unfortunately John Roberts, Justice Roberts, said that the reasoning they gave, he didn't say you can't ask the question. He just said the reasoning you gave is flawed. Come back with a different reason. And the reasoning they evidently gave was they wanted to make sure that the Voting Rights Act was followed, which... I don't know why that would be.
They don't have to say that. All they have to say is we want to have a better understanding of how many legal and undocumented immigrants are within the United States and where we need to be putting our funding and where we need to add extra funding to provide for those people.
Yeah, like you say, it worked for all those years prior to Obama and those shenanigans, which didn't get much attention. Big surprise there, fake news media. But, Jacob, good research, interesting information. Thank you very much. Fred and Wing wants to talk agriculture. Jared in Minnesota on citizenship coming up.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots, for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze, and our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your asset. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard, but I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up, and I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dak Diesel. CJ and the crew are hard at it, getting some diesels back on the road, back in the field, adding a little torque. Those are the kind of things they can do, and they do every day for folks all throughout the Northern Plains, because the word's out now. It's worth the drive. Get that vehicle there. By the way, they do a little house call every now and then, too. If you've got something that is just stopped where it's at and you want to get it rolling again, give CJ a call. 701-258-5011 is the telephone number. All things diesel. Their mechanics can do it, no matter what it is you're trying to fix up. Tractors and trucks and pickups and semi-trucks and the whole works. Long-lasting repair, maintenance services, too. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. All right. Fred Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Fred.
I'm jealous you're in Atler today. It's a nice place up there.
Boy, is it. Yes, indeed.
There are a lot of good conscientious people up in that area. And sorry about your friend.
Thank
you. I just lost a friend Sunday night to a motorcycle accident. We were praying for him in church on Sunday, and he died Sunday night. And, it's terrible. But now you have to go to your job, and I have to take on the problems of agriculture, and kind of hard when you're mourning someone that you knew. And
it is. I mean, I think you approach it a little bit differently, you know. I mean, I just, I never have trouble getting to sleep, and I did last night, you know. And being on the road gives you more time to let your wheels turn, and, you know, you're hearing from all these mutual friends who are all trying to figure this out, my best answer is, you know, don't hurt yourself trying to figure it out, because it's impossible. It's beyond our understanding, you know. You can't know. I think all you can do is just, you know, going forward, maybe just make sure you're not, you know, head down so busy with life that you're not noticing people around you that might need a little extra visit, or, you know, or just drop everything, go see them, or, you know, whatever. That's about all I can take away from it.
On the same token, we got to get back in. We got to fight the good fight to try to keep things right in this country. And I'm trying to balance grieving like you are today. But anyway, there's a gouging going on in agriculture again. We got the wet conditions out here, and our cattle are walking with wet feet all over. And it's all across the upper Midwest. We just drove through the big flood down in Missouri this last week, and oh my goodness. So there's a problem with foot rot with your cattle. And now, because of government regulations, the foot rot blocks that we put out there so they can be treated out in the field, out in the pasture, have gone up in the last couple of years to $28 a block. They used to be 11 or 12. And now with the new regulations, the foot rot, that is all gone. And now the agribusiness industry is going to charge us $128 for one block because of some government regulations on medicated feed. So now we're going to have to run them cattle in. We can't even afford to treat them out in the field anymore. And so here we are up here having to deal with our own personal problems and have to go address this. And I'm calling on Commissioner Goring to get on and explain this to everybody, why we got to pay $128 a block, 10 times more than we paid for 4 years ago. And I'd like to have the governor involved in this too, because this needs to be out in the public. It needs to be explained why all of a sudden, as long as we pay $128 a block, everything's all right. Agribusiness benefits somewhere down the line. They gouge the farmer. Then it's okay to put it all out there.
Who are you paying the $128 to?
The blocks that we bought, put out with our cattle, and it helps stem the foot rot problem.
No, I got that part, but I'm saying who's the vendor? Who do you pay?
All vendors are gonna be at least that price because of the new regulations that came down. I don't even know what they are.
Okay, the regulations are state regulations or federal regulations?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure right now. That's why I'm calling on you, and I'm calling on Goring to get on and explain it to us. Why does this price have to go up that high? We had to pay $600 a bushel for canola seed this spring. That's another government regulation monopoly. But it always seems like agribusiness is benefiting, and we're not getting anything out in the farm here. We're getting gouged.
I'm guessing there's somebody that knows the answer to what you're asking listening.
Well, we need to do something about it, and we need to do about it right now.
Well, first, we got to find out what, you know, why this yeah. jump, what happened, and then, you know, what can be done. So if somebody knows,
my son was told it's going to go to $128 a block from $28 a block, 10 times more.
Interesting. I can see where, you know, at a time like this with the, everything else going on, that's not exactly welcome news, but I have no idea where any of this is coming from. I will promise you this, though. We'll forward the question on to Doug, the Commissioner of Agriculture in North Dakota, Doug Goring, and I also will put a call into him and see if we can get an answer. And then if anybody happens to know, please call us, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550. Try and get an answer, Fred. Stay tuned. We'll be in touch, okay?
Yes, thanks a lot, Scott.
You bet. Appreciate
the call.
I'm
up in Antler today. Them guys probably up there probably know all about it.
So they might.
Pretty good farmers up there.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Jared, somewhere in Minnesota with a comment or a question. Go ahead, Jared. You're up.
I'm infertile. My question about the census is, isn't that information used for a lot of important things, like how many representatives counties have, states have, even taxes?
Yes. I mean, that's why it costs a fortune. I already filled mine out. It was like ridiculous. I think it took me 20 minutes. I don't know if I, drew the long form or what, but it was like, wow, I got a little postcard and it said, go online. And I went online, but it's like, ridiculous amount of questions. So, you're right.
Aren't there a lot of Americans that aren't being properly represented then because of the last census?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's where I'm coming from. Give me a reason why you wouldn't ask that question. I mean, it's a fact that you are looking to know as part of this assimilation of all this data. The only answer to that is if you want to use it politically to say, see, you know, if you're a minority, this president doesn't like you. Well, then you got to say the same thing about George Bush and Bill Clinton and, you know, every other president prior to Obama. Because it was on there until he got in office. So it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, totally. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't want to be properly represented, especially out in California where, you know, there may be counties that are severely underrepresented.
Well, and also, you know, every congressional district is like 650,000 people. So this is how the congressional districts are drawn. You know, I'm wondering if you had 650,000 people in a district, but 100,000 of them were illegal. You know, pick a number. I don't know, 50,000. Well, then technically there should be another, you know, it should be another 50 should be added to that for that congressional district. I mean, because you don't get representation when you're illegally. I don't know. It's bizarre to figure out. I appreciate the call, though, Jared. Thank you. You bring something to the debate, and we appreciate that. Tyler in Britton, South Dakota, has an answer for Fred. Gary in Jamestown has a question, and we have news that Ross Perot, former presidential candidate, has died at 89 years of age. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. That number is 612-554-4804.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking political news as a billionaire investor and activist has just announced he is joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Tom Steyer is reversing course after saying earlier this year that he would not be running for the White House. The 62-year-old had said he wanted to focus entirely on impeachment efforts.
A new Justice Department team taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question to be placed on the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says there's no reason for the administration to stop trying.
The Supreme Court did not issue a legal impediment decision. They basically said come back and give us a different rationale.
Forecasters say a hurricane could develop this week in the Gulf of Mexico. They say people from eastern Louisiana to western Florida need to be on alert. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Back on What's On Your Mind. We're in Antler, North Dakota today. Tell you about why we are in Antler coming up in just a little bit. But I'll tell you this, we're having a grand time. Beautiful setting for a little What's On Your Mind broadcast today along the creek here in the park. So that's great fun. Got a lot going on today on the program too as well. And look forward to more conversation, your questions, your comments, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. On the program today, you can text us. That's for Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you go to their website, secureenergyfuture.org, you're going to learn a little bit. I learn a little bit every time I go there. Some great stories, but here's what you need to know. I'll give you one example. The folks in the Lake Dynamite coal industry have said all along that they are part of an all-of-the-above solution. They're the baseload solution, you know, so that reliable energy that's been there for a long time. Why do we need all of the above? Well, I drove this morning from Bismarck to Antler. In that space, I don't know how many wind turbines I saw. There were a lot of them. They were not moving. And they were not moving because there was no wind. And, well, that's rare in North Dakota. It does happen that there's no wind and not enough wind to generate the turbines. That's why you need an all-of-the-above solution. And you get it with the baseload energy that provides the affordability and, most importantly, the reliability. There was a story, and I forget where it was where I read this, but it was a national publication about some major cities over the last weekend that came very close to a complete grid breakdown. Like with major swaths of customers out of power. And, you know, we hear about that from time to time about how, you know, really fragile the grid is. The solution to that is coal. The solution to that is lignite. We need all of the above. And it's a battle. It's constantly a battle. There's no doubt about it. I heard the Secretary of Energy yesterday. He was talking more about LNG conversion than he was about clean coal. That's Donald Trump's Secretary of Energy. Rick Perry. So it's something that the industry certainly needs allies on and needs you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And let's get back to our conversation about Bottineau County's annual meeting and free steak supper in just a minute. But I did want to have Tyler tell us a little bit what he wanted to share about his response to Fred's concern over the price spike he was talking about a moment ago. Tyler, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I don't know if I really know specifically what that gentleman was talking about, but I've got a pretty good idea. I think what he's referring to is what they call the veterinary feed directive, and that's a federal issue. I think we've probably been underneath the veterinary feed directive for about 3 or 4 years now. In the past, a lot of producers would use chlorotetracyclines in mineral mixes or whatever it might be on grass, but it did a fair job controlling foot rot. The problem with the situation was is that those medications actually never were approved for that specific use, although they were used for that. The issue today has become not necessarily a feed manufacturer issue, but the cost for producers to access some of these antibiotics that have been effective in treating disease in their herds have become more challenging to access. There's costs. They have to work through their veterinarian now to access these from the feed manufacturers. And so you had asked him if it was a federal or a state issue. If he's got concerns about that, I would encourage him to contact people on the federal level more so.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you think it's an innocuous change and, you know, no big deal, and then the impact hits, however, you know, many months or years later as a result, sounds like to me. So you're saying before he'd use these blocks, he'd buy these blocks and they'd put a medication on that wasn't necessarily for what they were using it for, but it fixed the problem, so everything's good. Somebody comes along and says, no, you can't do that, and you got to have a vet do that, and all of a sudden the cost goes from $20 a block to $150 a block.
Yeah, I think maybe those ranges might be more extreme than realistic, but I think you're exactly right in the way you put that. That's exactly what happened, and we all don't know what happened on the federal level that came to this, but at some point it was probably a compromise between people that put a lot of pressure on our industry and then industry partners that tried to protect our industry. So it is unfortunate. It was an effective product for those uses. We just can't even access those for those particular uses anymore. It's not even allowed to do that. Veterinarians can't even prescribe those particular feed additives for that particular use. And so it sure created some headaches.
Anyway, appreciate that, Tyler. Thank you very much. We're going to still forward that on to Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, as well, and try and get Fred an answer there. Appreciate the call and appreciate the info, Tyler. Other calls, welcome on the topic of the day at 800-228-0550. As I mentioned, we're in Antler today. We are in Antler because tonight, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Antler Memorial Park, which is just north of the community of Antler, a free steak supper will be held. It's also a membership drive. The Botineau County Farm Bureau and the Renville County Farm Bureau put on this membership drive every year. Prospective members are welcome, no obligation. Current Farm Bureau members are encouraged to bring a non-member. And most importantly, it's a great steak. 5 to 7 tonight, Antler Memorial Park, that's free, so hope to see you here. And thanks to the sponsors who've made this possible, Patterson Grain, Northern Plains Equipment, your Case IH dealer, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Gooseneck Implement, John Deere dealer, and, of course, Hefty Seed Company out of Mohall. And joining us now to talk a little bit about Hefty Seed and the good things they're doing for their customers, Charlie Adams, who's the manager. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you? Welcome to Botineau County. Welcome to Antler.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you here every year.
It's one of those great parts of North Dakota that I think a lot of people don't necessarily get to, but the people are great up here. The what I appreciate most up here is just the acumen of the ag sector, the farmers. I mean, they're big and they're good, aren't they?
Absolutely, and they're resilient. I mean, they've seen it all, the peaks and the valleys of the ag industry. They know how to handle it. They don't get rattled. They're just really good to work with, and we're blessed to work with those farmers every day at Hefty Seed.
How would you assess, this growing season and, you know, with all the trade stuff going on, how everybody's weathering that storm?
Well, that's the thing that we can really be proud of our farmers up here. I mean, they, like I said, they don't get rattled. They understand that what the administration is doing is really going to be better in the long run for the most part, and so they're optimistic. And for farmers to be optimistic when the prices are down and the input expenses are high, it really speaks to the character of the farmers in our region. And like I said, we're really blessed to work with them every day.
I mean, we host a program called What's on Your Mind. I mean, people call and complain about and exercise, you know, their First Amendment right and get on their soapbox about all kinds of things. I'm amazed, that, you know, as much as we're in a holding pattern waiting for Congress to fix, the new NAFTA and for the Chinese trade deal to get re-going. How little we do here in the way of, hey, I'm hurting here and let's move this on. I mean, resilience, the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And we feel our job, is to just, try to make the best recommendations we can. Politics are going to be politics. The weather is going to be weather. Some of those things are outside of our control. The best thing that we can do is just try to do our best to help the farmers do their best to raise the best crop that they can do and keep moving forward and look forward again to next year.
What kinds of stories are you most proud of in that partnership you have with growers?
Well, and the weather this year has been something else. Up here, we started off very dry, and the growing conditions were not very good. Completely opposite of other parts of the state and other parts of the agriculture industry nationwide. And so, farmers, instead of taking the attitude like, hey, we're getting left out up here, nobody thinks of, what we're going through up here when everybody's going through the opposite down there. And they still continue to put their best foot forward and try to raise the best crop they can.
Yeah, and there's no easy answers, are there?
No, there's not. Like I said, in ag, those things are out of your control. The weather's out of your control. A lot of the politics are out of your control. You gotta be able to weather the storm and move forward.
What would you say is a kind of a bright spot in all of this that you've seen so far? Any particular, a story or, maybe a crop performing a little better than you thought it was, or anything stick out this year as a nice surprise?
There are a lot of good-looking crops out there. There's a few really nice barley fields out there, and the wheat is looking good, and some of the winter wheat is starting to turn. And so I think that there's decent crops out there. Like I said, some of the rain early was so spotty that the old saying in North Dakota is, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, or up in our area here, drive 10 miles. So I think there's still a lot of good-looking crops. It's beautiful out there right now. The canola's in full bloom,
yeah.
And it's a cycle, and there's always next year.
I love those. I love those drives with the canola in full bloom, although it seems like a little less canola this year than maybe some years past. Is that right?
That is the case. And a lot of market conditions have to do with that as far as market prices and things like that. The thing that is unique about up here compared to the rest of the agriculture industry across the country is the rotations. And so you see a lot more crops. You see flax. You see canola, sunflowers, and things like that. And so and that helps keep the disease pressure down, and that helps soil health when you have those rotations. And that's something that's unique about up here in this neck of the woods that we're proud of.
How is the new relief package? I know it was tweaked a little bit. Canola is one example where it was a crop that was included this growing season, wasn't last growing season, so they got that changed on. But how are people receiving the safety net, for lack of a better term, but basically the disaster aid, the aid aid, as I call it?
Right. Going back to what you were talking about earlier, the farmers are still optimistic about the long game that's going on here. So while relief packages are nice here and there, I think that they still have a lot of faith in what the administration is doing for the long term, for agriculture and for our industry in specific.
Charlie Adams from Hefty Seed of Mohall. How do folks get a hold of you?
They can call us at 701-756-7333, or heftyseed.com is the website. And we've got a great local team of local agronomists up here on Mohall. And, we're happy to help. We're taking our annual field day, the Ag PhD field day in Baltic, South Dakota at the Hefty Farm. We're taking a bus trip down there again this year. That's July 24th and 25th. The actual field day is the 25th, but our bus leaves on the 24th. And give us a call and get yourself a seat reserved on the bus.
It is always a worthwhile endeavor to hop on that bus and compare notes with your neighbors and see some interesting things down there. I know people raved about that, so hope you fill her up.
Well, we'll do. We do every year, so we're looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thanks, Charlie. Good to see you.
Thank you, Scott.
16 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. 2019's best and worst states to start a business, just released by Wallet Hub. They have like 5 of these a day, don't they? The list that are the best and the worst. And North Dakota, number 4 on that list. Top 5 best state to start a business. Just saw that. How about that? Very interesting. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Life, Antler, North Dakota. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for Soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's the Medora Minute. We're out with Justin Fisk from Medora and all things Medora. I'll tell you, we're after July 4th now, Justin. There's no more beautiful place than the Badlands in July and taking in Medora.
Oh, man. Summer in Medora is absolutely unmatched. It's a place unlike any other. And now, 4th of July is over. We've got our lake weekends done. We're ready to get that traditional Medora trip together for the family. We've got to see the Pitchfork Steak Fondue. Unbelievable dinner and a view experience. And the greatest show in the West, the Medora Musical. Kids love it. Grandma loves it. Everyone's together. That just doesn't happen very often.
I know the Medora Gospel Brunch is a big draw as well. That's a great way to spend a Sunday morning.
Great professional show celebrating some of the best gospel music in history. And it's all hosted by one of our favorites, the Queen of the West, Miss Emily Walter.
Explore it. Adore it. Medora. If you want more info, Medora.com, Medora.com. Justin Fisk, we will talk soon, my friend.
Rolling from the Badlands.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you done it yet? Have you ordered up that two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98? I would not wait much longer. I don't know how long this deal will last. They don't tell us. Just one day, boom, it's gone. $34.99 a pillow. That is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's available at MyPillow.com, where you call 800-506-9028. Just use the promo code SCOTT. Great gifts and just guaranteed great sleep is what it is. In fact, there is a 60-night money-back guarantee. Send it back. If you don't like to sleep on that thing for 59 nights and the 60th night, I don't get it. Send it back. Nobody ever does. You hear them call this show. 10-year warranty will not go flat. Once you get it, throw it in the dryer. Throw in that dryer about every 3 months. Fluff it up. And that fill adjusts to you, so it works. And this is a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Let me squeeze in Gary in Jamestown, has been waiting to weigh in on the citizenship question. Gary, what's on your mind?
Now, my understanding of the Supreme Court decision is that the United States government does have a right to obtain that citizenship information. It's just not on the census question, on the census form. But that doesn't mean the U.S. government couldn't use the 1040 to attempt to find this information out. A question could be on there. There also could be a requirement they would have to fill out a detailed citizenship questionnaire form that would have to be included with the 1040 and submitted with the 1040 in order to get their rebate. And also, I think there would be more leverage in using a 1040 to find that information because, yes, you'd have the money, and, yes, you'd also have a statement with a signature that says under penalty of perjury, the information is correct. So I think Trump is just wasting his time trying to get this question on the census form. They should go the 1040 route.
My understanding of the Supreme Court was different than yours. I understood that the Supreme Court said, you can ask the question, we just need to know the reasoning for it, and the reasoning you gave doesn't make sense, so come back with a different reason, and then you can put it on the census. So I think that's a route, and it sounds like the Attorney General has now devised a way, has found a pathway to get it done, and said we'll know more in a couple of days. But, you know, it was where they're looking to put it up until the Obama administration. So, you know, why not just return to where it was in the Obama administration is my question. Gary, I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Call again. Keep listening. Free steak supper. And, you know, there's steak suppers, and then there's a steak supper on the grill at the Outlaw Shack in Antler by the creek. That's the, and with pros like Pete Arts manning the grill. Who else are you deputizing for the grill tonight?
Oh, any of the outlaws that show up. We have a great bunch here, Scott, as you know, and people show up, they pitch in, and it won't be a problem. We'll get the grill going, and 10 minutes before we're going to cook, there'll be lots of cooks there to help. So.
I love coming up here for many reasons, but one is how proud you are of this Antler Park. And the outlaws have, you know, really taken it on themselves to get this park back in great shape. And now it's like it's a hub. I mean, it's you can't get a camping spot, right?
It is crazy. You know, I'm real good friends with some of the county commissioners, and they say there's more people come through this little park than our county fair, which is 120-plus years old. So it is a little piece of heaven. They had a youth rodeo this weekend, 138 contestants. I mean, the place was full. I know there's a anniversary this weekend, my brother Mike's 50th, and I know that's going to be a big crowd. 2021st, there's a barrel race in Saskatchewan, Manitoba. They say if you want to see some nice outfits and good horses, come on up because it's crazy. They figure that's going to be a bigger crowd than the one we just had.
So that's coming up later this month?
2021st of July, and then I know the seniors out of Lansford have a big party up here. I don't think you can get the park rented till after the third week of September. I think it's booked. So
wow.
It's wonderful.
It is, yeah. And that that creek is right out of a Huck Finn novel.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
You don't get any better than that.
Yeah, I know. We've had a couple projects this spring to clean up some more trees, make more parking spots, and it was really neat to see it full. And I made a point to be up here Saturday morning and talk to some of the kids, and, I mean, they're just, They really love this place, parents included, but the kids, there's a lot of thank yous, and let's keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be one of the more beautiful settings for a youth rodeo anywhere in North Dakota, that's for sure, or the upper Midwest, probably. Tonight is a free steak supper. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, Bottineau County, and Renville County membership drive is the reason for the event tonight, so prospective members are welcome. There's no obligation. It's free. Current Farm Bureau members, they want you to bring a non-member, and you put on a great meal.
And please come up. I mean, last year, I know, thanks to you, Scott, you do a great job for us. You're a voice for North Dakota. for Farm Bureau too, and get up here if you have any concerns. You know, don't complain in the bar or the coffee shop. Come up, we'll get it in a resolution and get things act. Farm Bureau is a good grassroots organization.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you know, there's always concerns and worries, but you magnify your voice, you amplify your voice when you come up and put it before a group like this that can take it to the statewide level.
I'm quite sure Daryl's coming, or president, North Dakota president's coming tonight. So, yeah, come on up and for sure get involved. It's a cheap $50 for a membership, and you get a lot of mileage out of it.
Well, tonight, 5 to 7, Antler Memorial Park. Just put in your GPS and come find us.
You bet.
You'll love it. And we want to thank our sponsors who made our broadcast possible. They include Hefty Seed Company out of Mohall. We talked to Charlie a little while ago. Of course, North Dakota Farm Bureau as well. Northern Plains Equipment, your Case IH dealer. Patterson Grain and Gooseneck Implement. Thanks to all them for making our broadcast up here possible today. Great to see you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for being up here.
Love being up here. Having a great time, and look forward to seeing lots of folks tonight, 5 to 7. Antler Memorial Park. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 1 million cups. It's a great event. More about this event tonight and lots more, so stay tuned.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.